What are you looking at me so funny?
I don't know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
It's like wondering, all right, what's going to happen today? Here we go again.
Here we go again.
Hey, look behind you. You know how hot it is outside?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Oh, your screensaver?
Yeah, I don't know where. I didn't put it there. There's this giant, there's a couple giant screens in here, of course, and usually they have KLOS on them. But this, look at that. It's like this painting of a freezing cold.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
It doesn't help at all?
No.
It doesn't help your brain at all to think, oh, it's not as hot. We're looking at this
forest.
Well, no,
forest. It's just a picture on a TV screen.
No. Your brain doesn't work that way at all.
No.
Yeah, just the
because
blue makes it colder.
I know the difference.
I don't know. That makes you smart or dumb. Probably. Let's go with smart.
Let's go with smart.
Okay.
We should always just guess smart. Give me five. Songs in a row. 5 o'clock with a theme.
Cold.
Cold is the theme.
Yeah, just trying to get our mind off the beginning of the heat. This is just the beginning. It's only going to get a lot worse.
Excellent.
Yeah, so that'll be neat. So
that's good news.
Songs that are cold, or, you know, it doesn't have to have cold in the title necessarily, but, you know.
A person won the lottery in town.
Right, here in downtown Los Angeles. Really nice little place that they bought it in.
And so there were like three or four other
big winners.
Yeah. And I was like, what if I win? Do I come in?
No.
What if I
win? No. So you did win. You're lying, and you're pretending now that you didn't so that we won't know and start asking you for part of that $1 billion.
Oh, no, but I'm saying there were four others that won $400,000.
You said three others, so you know you're
know
the
was...
fourth. Dude, won some cash.
I wish.
You're just trying to throw us off the scent.
We're going to talk about DIY healthcare.
Yeah, that's always a bad idea.
But people do it.
Yeah, they do.
Continuously do it.
Yep.
People are dumb, and Disney tickets.
That's right. And the keyword between now and four is Matterhorn.
Matterhorn.
We'll
tell you to call later this hour. Be caller 25. Give us that keyword, and you'll win four tickets to join us at Disney's California Adventure Park.
Mammoth WVH. Here is Epiphany on KLOS. You can tell me that you won. It's okay.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I'd only won like $100 million. I don't think that's too much. I mean, I've known you for almost 40 years.
I did not win the lottery.
You liar.
However, when it was first announced that it was bought in Los Angeles, I was like, I need to check.
Yep.
How about that?
How many people went running?
Probably a lot.
We went running. Where is it?
Oh, wasn't me. Damn.
Ah.
And then there were like three or four other people that won 400 grand. And I was like, maybe I'm one of them. Nope. I got zero numbers correct.
Do they really exist? Have you ever known anybody that's won the lottery?
No, of course not.
It's just all holograms and cardboard cutouts that win.
This is a Channel 7 reporter that is downtown at the shop where the shop owner gets $1 million for selling the lottery ticket worth $1 billion.
And this is downtown.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tony Cabrera is at Las Palmitas Mini Market in downtown LA. And Tony, you probably have seen a lot of excitement throughout the morning.
Oh my gosh, all day long since we first got here.
I'm so sorry, ladies and gentlemen, about that rough language. Did you hear what he said? Oh my gosh.
I heard that, That is.
There's been so much excitement. Of course, we have people from the neighborhood. We have people who have come out for this frenzy. We can really call this Lotto Fever because it has just been intense all day long. There's also been drama. She mentioned the person that walked in and claimed to have been the winner.
Oh, why do people?
I'm the winner! I won $1 billion!
Gonna lay pretty damn low if you won that billion.
And I asked that person, did you win? She said yes, but of course we cannot assume that that person is the winner.
Filthy liar.
She's a liar.
Of course there's a lot of processes that have to happen. There are those pink balloons there. Somebody wrote his phone number on the balloons with his Zelle. I texted that number. He said he knew the winner. So of course a lot of craziness that comes along.
Why?
Well, they're right.
What's the
point? Writing phone numbers on a balloon, and then the reporter calls him and he says, I know the person who won the $1 billion.
And he doesn't.
No.
Why?
I mean,
they're going to find out that you don't know.
I don't know why a woman walks into the store and says she won. I don't know. That's so weird.
I mean, she'd be
I sort of love it.
I'd almost jump her. I'd be like, cool, let's go. Throw her in the van.
With something like this. And it all started this morning when the owner of this store, he didn't realize he sold that ticket until he saw all of us outside early this morning. And like you heard, since he sold that ticket to the winner, he gets $1 million retail bonus.
I mean, people are going to start buying there all the time.
Yeah, because, they get to that here.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because they've become lucky stores.
Right. Exactly.
Which I don't know that they're any luckier than any other stores.
Nope.
But they all, the ones that have big winners, people go to those specifically.
Wow. And he gets $1 million.
He gets $1 million.
This store owner right here.
It's been a crazy morning. How do you feel now?
This is surprise for me, you know, because I don't know what happened. I saw the mini camera, TV, what happened?
Can you imagine driving to work?
No.
And not having any idea why there are all these cameras outside? Store?
Now what? I mean, it's just downtown LA. Now what?
Right.
Somebody tell me this, you sell the win number here.
And now the lottery people are here.
Yeah.
So now it's official. This is real.
Yeah, it's real. Yeah, yeah. I know.
It's not a dream.
Yeah, no. Somebody joking.
We were there as Nabor Herrera opened his store early this morning. And from what we can tell, he's a humble man from Chiapas, Mexico. He moved to the U.S. almost 20 years ago. He and his family have run Las Palmitas for the last 7 years or so. They have four kids, and he thanks God for this blessing.
I mean, tiny little bit of money that comes into those kind of stores.
Yeah.
I'd be closing that sucker down and getting the hell out of Dodge.
No, he's buying a few more. You'll hear.
Good for him, really?
Yeah.
But I wouldn't. I'd be like, bye.
Buying a few more stores.
Bye.
He plans to invest in more stores and take his family on vacation.
Good for him.
Of course, this location now turns into a lucky location.
There it is.
Yep. As we've seen in previous stores that have won big, we saw Altadena not even a year ago, but then we all know Bluebird Liquor Store down in Hawthorne. And in that store, there's a little bluebird that people rub, I guess, for good luck. Now, this is Las Palmitas. That means little palm trees. So I'm wondering, maybe they should put a little palm tree in there for people to rub for good luck. But you know, this is going to be the place to be.
I got something for them to rub. Would you go stand in that store and you got something to use.
Would you go to that store thinking it's
a
lucky store?
If it were near me, I probably would. I don't believe that it would be a lucky store, but I'd be like, why not?
It was lucky once.
Yes.
What are the chances it's going to be lucky twice? I guess it's the same.
And you keep watching a slot machine is playing off a little. And then they walk away eventually.
Yeah, that's
certainly
true.
Certainly go and, of course, this one paid off pretty big. $1 billion.
$1 billion.
$1 billion.
Unbelievable. Somebody in Los Angeles is a billionaire. That wasn't
yesterday.
We love
you. You're neat.
You're our favorite.
You're so cool.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister. Matterhorn. That's the word.
Matterhorn's Matterhorn. A key word.
Yeah. Anyways.
Write that down someplace. People are dumb.
That's true.
People are dumb. When you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
All right, listen. Yeah. I'm not victim blaming.
Okay.
But I'm victim blaming.
In this good to straighten that out.
Story,
I'm glad, yeah.
A Greek priest has been arrested on the island of Rhodes.
Okay.
For allegedly tricking a tourist into pulling his trousers down so he could anoint his genitals.
Wait, the priest got the tourist to disrobe?
The tourist showed up at the church one day with his girlfriend.
Okay.
And he bought a little cross that he forgot.
Okay.
So he calls back to the church and the priest answers and says, yeah, I have it. Mm-hmm. Come in and get it.
Right.
So the guy goes back by himself.
Right.
And the priest takes him into a little room.
A little confessional.
Yes. Which already... Ish. Already...
It's weird.
Like, what?
Yeah.
There's so many. He took him to a small reception room, telling him it was in order to give him a special gift.
Oh, no. I'd be
come on.
Hand it over right now here in the cathedral, or I'm out.
The clerk is said to have then asked the man to pull down his pants and underwear.
What?
So he could, quote, anoint him. It is at this point that he allegedly massaged the oil onto the man's private parts.
So he went ahead and did it?
Yes.
Who disrobes when anyone?
Right.
That is especially of the clergy.
Right. Who trusts the clergy this much?
Right.
How
Come
could
on.
You possibly?
So he changed his mind. He was like, well, you know what? You're not very good at it, so I'm going to tell everybody.
The man left confused.
Oh, pfft.
Apparently unsure whether it was some kind of legitimate ritual.
Wow.
Then he talked to a few people, reflecting on the ordeal later in the day, he decided to report it to police.
I don't know. I just wasn't...
If you're worried about the clergy, I think we've got enough history with that story that perhaps they should not be trusted.
Did he get his cross?
Doesn't say. It doesn't say what happened to his cross.
People
but he got
are
anointed.
Incredibly stupid.
Yes.
You don't need to change it. People are incredibly stupid.
The clergy, of course, is to blame.
Yes.
This guy's an idiot.
I really liked the movie Inside Out.
Yeah, that was good.
Kind of reminded me of Herman's Head. You remember that TV show where there's
sort of
people inside his head and there are all his emotions? Inside Out is the keyword for this hour. We'll ask you to call sometime between now and 5 and be caller 25. And I've never done the ride at California Adventure.
No, you'll have to this
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it's way over in the corner, southwest corner of the pier under the roller coaster. So that is the one we are going to be looking for, Inside Out, whether you've seen the movie or not, soon.
We talked about yesterday, we talked about the Russian researcher who did brain surgery.
On himself.
On himself with no help in his own living room that he learned from watching YouTube videos.
And he was not a brain surgeon.
Correct.
So he did all of that and he quit because he was losing too much blood and about to pass out.
He got super dizzy and thought he was going to have to quit, but finished.
Oh, he did keep going.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. He put it.
Put it in his head.
This little device,
a little wire in his head, so he could control his dreams. He said,
"I'm sure that worked."
Which I'm sure it didn't, because they had to take it out in the hospital. But we started telling stories, and I had mine of running upstairs in college and landing on the stairs. My hands were in my pockets of my jacket.
This is why you don't do that.
I couldn't get them out, and boom, right on the stair.
On your face.
Yep, and I walked into my room.
Drunk.
In suite 13.
Mm-hmm.
Stared in the mirror, crooked nose. I thought, I've seen this on TV. That's the worst thing you can think before you do something. I've seen this on TV. So I just straightened it as hard as I could, and I got pretty close. I ended up never needing to go to the doctor for that.
And you don't have any breathing problems?
No.
Or like you don't have apnea?
Sleep
apnea?
Oh, well, how about that?
Lucky. How much did that hurt?
All. It hurt all
in.
All amounts.
You know, I've been watching Poker Face. I love that series. And at one point, one of the truckers fixed her wound with super glue. She had a cut and she didn't sew it up. She didn't use a Band-Aid. She used super glue. Now, you're saying that that's okay?
I'm saying in some cases they use that.
Really?
They have medical versions of it, but if you're like, it's an emergency.
Yeah.
And it's not a deep wound, but yeah, they use super glue on it a lot.
See, I knew you would know because you love super glue.
I do, that's true.
That helps, is a home remedy, huh?
It helps stop bleeding.
Yeah, I guess it would.
And it usually doesn't disintegrate until it's healed.
Yeah, how the hell do you get it off?
So, all good.
Well, so that is something you do at home that I think sounds horrific.
So, let's talk about DIY healthcare.
Woof. I mean, since we can't afford it, you might as well.
Have you ever done it on a splinter?
Mm,
you know,
oh,
the splinter's pretty deep, and you start digging in there with a knife, and then you go, I need a different knife.
I'm really good with the tweezers. I can pull those suckers out.
Can you?
Yeah. Wow. I got covered in a jumping cactus. It's this horrible cactus in Arizona.
That's the worst.
And it basically breaks off and blows in the wind, but if you fall in it like I did, those sharp little needles get wet in the blood, and then they curl up inside you. I was covered in them.
It's like a fish hook to get them out of your skin.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I have no idea what my dad was using, but he was like, listen, kid, I told you better be watching where you're going all the time. This is what you get now.
He did it. It all himself.
All of them there in the middle of the desert.
Did he enjoy it?
I think he did. I really do.
Hearing you scream.
I squealed like a pig.
So you took care of yourself. DIY healthcare. 818-955-KLOS.
He might have been using pliers now that I think about it. I think he got pliers out of the
pliers,
pickup truck.
But
you'd be able to take on the needle there and just pull it right on out of there. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's got that hook that pulls the skin.
Yes, it did.
Oh, that hurts so
much.
Yes, it
did. That was a particular kind of pain.
You broke a finger. Maybe you got a splint yourself. Whatever. 818-955-KLOS. DIY healthcare. Call them.
I have never gotten tired of finding new music.
Yes. Agreed.
Especially when it's a local rock band like those guys. Dirty Honey, Won't Take Me Alive. That is their new thing. We're going to be doing something with them. We can't talk about it just yet. But
very excited about that.
So good live. And we got some exciting information about Dirty Honey coming down the pike.
The pike, as we call it.
Yeah, eventually.
Right now, we're talking about DIY healthcare. Maybe we're not the smartest, but we take care of stuff on our own.
You don't feel like going to the doctor. You don't feel like going to the ER. You just do it yourself right there on the side of the road.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
I'm guessing most of these calls are going to be guys, right?
We were going dirt bike riding because we were going to go bear hunting.
Right.
Long story short, my friend hit black ice on the road up to the top of the mountain.
Oh, no.
We didn't know at the time, but he cracked the joint on his elbow. I thought he dislocated it, but you know, I've seen enough movies where I can just push his arm back into the, you know,
socket.
Yeah, but that's a dislocation.
Well, that's what we thought.
Oh,
you know?
No.
Yeah, well, you know, why not? We're boys out on the field,
so
right?
What happened?
So I try to push it, pop it back in, and he screamed like a little girl. He couldn't move anymore. I had to go back up to the top of the mountain to get the truck and drive him down to the hospital. And
what a baby. What a baby he is.
Boo.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. What a
slip on black ice. Ouch, my arm hurts.
He was probably fine till you got involved.
Yes, yes. That's true. I totally agree with that.
Right on, dude. Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. DIY healthcare.
Well, not myself, but my brother, when he was in the Chair Force, he removed a cyst out of his stomach with one of those old, remember the red Swiss Army knives you probably had in your life?
Sure.
Yeah, yes.
Did he really? A cyst out of his stomach?
Yeah.
How deep was it?
I thought about it about an inch or so.
Wow.
Did he know anything about anatomy? Like, was he taking medical courses of any kind?
Not at all.
What the hell?
I had one removed, and he didn't want to go through that again, so he said, you know, the heck with it, so I'll just do it myself.
Wait, so he went in and had it properly removed with anesthesia, and it's all clean, and the doctors did it, and he's like, that is worse than taking a corkscrew on a Swiss Army knife and pulling it out myself?
Wow. Your brother is something.
Salute!
Right?
Damn.
Thank you for calling.
That's
we appreciate
crazy.
That.
Crazy. 818-955-KLOS.
You did DIY healthcare. We're talking about DIY healthcare. Who's your story about?
My dad. He tore his esophagus from his stomach, so he goes to the hospital. They give him a feeding tube, send him back home. The guy doesn't want to go back to the second appointment to get the feeding tube removed, so he starts yanking on the thing.
Pulls it out
and doesn't realize on the inside, there's on the end of it's like a balloon. So they stick it in there and they blow it up like a balloon.
Right.
He yanked on it until he pulled his stitches out, you know, pulled the feeding tube out, and then proceeds to wait two more days and then yank the stitches out.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Did he ever go back?
No.
That's miraculous.
Well, he's kind of.
Is he still with us?
Yeah.
That's miraculous.
Oh, my God.
That is full on crazy.
I told him he's lucky he didn't pull something out with it.
No kidding.
Wow. Don't try this at home, kids.
Yeah, can you imagine a doctor seeing that?
We're like, medical professionals.
Be like, oh, my God, what are you doing? Stop it.
Oh, I think what scared him was he had a catheter in there before that. And when they pulled that out, it was the most painful thing ever.
Oh, yeah.
That is the worst thing ever. Yes.
Things do not go that direction.
Nope.
And when they get pulled back out, holy cow.
Nope.
So I understand, but there's no way it would have been as painful as that. That's a unique pain.
I've never heard my dad cuss in my whole life, and he called that doctor an SOB.
Of course.
That is awesome, dude.
Thanks for calling,
man. That was awesome.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I got a piece of grinder in my eye one time, and I picked it out myself with a magnifying glass and a flashlight, and then picked it out. It looked like, remember when that comet broke up and hit Jupiter and left them spots along it?
Yes.
Remember that one?
Wow.
That's what my eye looked like.
Wow.
Did you ever get it looked at professionally?
Oh no.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was fine.
Wow. It was fine.
Wow.
Yeah, I got another eye anyway. So
I mean, that's true.
Yeah, how many do you need?
That is true.
Stereo vision, my ass. Dude, thanks for calling, man. That's awesome, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, hello. Talking about the self-DUI.
Yeah.
I told you, all guys, Sluggo.
Yeah, no, I would
all guys. Go ahead.
So I had an abscess the size of an orange on my ass. And I went to the emergency, and they went to do surgery the next morning. So I left and did it myself. I got a syringe and a razor blade and cut it out myself.
Oh, dear Lord.
What did it look like itself lying on the wherever you put it? Kitchen table.
I had it was about the size of an orange. I just had to pop it, but I sliced it.
Oh, my God. That sounds so awful.
But they didn't give you didn't get any pain pills. Wouldn't you have gotten pain pills at the hospital? That's what it's all about for me.
Probably not, but I already have some anyway.
Oh, okay.
Good
as long as you got a supply. I try to keep a supply myself, yeah. Right on, man. Well done,
good,
I guess.
Good work.
Yeah.
Question mark?
I got a gnarly scar, but it's fine.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. He could do Jaws, the scene from Jaws.
Yes. We got time for one more DIY healthcare call. KLOS, hello.
Forever. What's going on?
By the cup.
Wait, can you hear me, bro?
Yeah, well, you're breaking.
Yeah, we can hear you.
But now
I just pushed over the line, bro. How you doing, bro?
We're good, bro. We're talking about DIY healthcare.
What the hell is a DUI, you mean?
No, not DUI.
You guys are bitching, bro. I'll see you. If I'm in your Metallica concert, I'll go, man.
Woo!
I want backstage, bro.
Just front row tickets, man. You got to go backstage? Hell.
I want backstage, bro.
Do you want to play with them?
I can do the air guitar. All kinds of I'm the best in the world ever. I'm like Eddie Van Halen.
Dude, I love that you called. Thank you for doing that today, man. God, you rock. You
rock on forever. Eddie Van Halen,
woo!
Baby.
Yep.
Eddie Van Halen.
Have you noticed it's been a little warm? Lately?
Yeah.
It's just a little bit on the warm side?
Yep.
I hate it.
It would be hot, actually.
So I'm thinking we should do maybe cold songs?
Give me five.
Probably give me five?
I like it. Songs with cold in the title?
Yeah, or just plain about being cold, or
five songs in a row
that are about being cold. We don't necessarily have to have cold in the title, but that would certainly help.
Greg Lynch Jr. wants to hear Cold as Ice by Foreigner.
Trying to take your mind off how, not only how hot it is now, but in the next 6 weeks or so.
How hot it's going to
continue
to be.
Oh, man. Yeah. So we are playing songs that are about cold or freezing or whatever on Gimme 5 today.
Amy on Twitter suggested She's So Cold by the Rolling Stones.
Good one, Amy. I love that song.
And what do you want to hear?
Cold Gin.
Kiss. Who's this?
Ray.
Cold Gin it is, Ray. From Cold Gin by
It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We are doing Gimme 5. The theme is cold. And Kent Hollenbeck wants to hear Stone Cold by Rainbow.
That is Rainbow and Stone Cold. It's the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
We have time for one more in our Gimme 5 with cold songs. Who are you and what do you want to hear?
Hi, it's Dee Dee. How about Stone Cold Crazy by Queen?
Compare and contrast Queen v. Metallica. Same song, Stone Cold Crazy. And a couple people asked for both versions. Who was it, Metallica?
Papa Higgs.
Papa Higgs.
Yes.
Well, since it's a very long song, I decided to throw them both on for you.
95.5 KLOS at the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
What's up, man?
Time for What's Up with Florida.
Do you think we're ever going to be able to solve this to really figure out what the hell is going on?
No, I don't think we are. Because every weird story comes out of Florida, and this is no exception. Four family members in Florida were convicted yesterday of selling bleach as a fake COVID-19 cure.
Yesterday?
They were charged and convicted yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Here's the report.
All we saw was cops in a billion cars.
Joshua Hines watched as FDA agents rolled these blue barrels out of a house in his neighborhood. Inside, a mixture believed to be a form of bleach. A federal injunction filed in Miami says Mark Grennan, 62, and his sons Jonathan and Jordan Grennan marketed the product as MMS, or Miracle Mineral Solution.
Miracle Mineral Solution.
Yep.
When you get those kind of words together, you just keep on walking, because it ain't going to do any good.
Agreed.
You know, you see blue barrels being rolled out of a house, you're thinking, you know.
Meth?
Yeah, right away.
They sold it from their Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing.
Oh, no.
Which is their house.
Genesis 2.
There's a piece of paper on the outside of the house that says the title.
Written in crayon, no doubt.
Based in their house. They claim the product will cure COVID-19, along with a whole host of other health problems, including cancer and autism.
Wow.
Cures everything.
Snake oil. Good old.
That's what somebody called them in court. The prosecutor called them snake oil salesmen.
No clue the guy was living in my backyard. No clue.
This is not the first time the Grennan family has been told to stop selling the product. In April, the federal court filed an injunction telling them it was harmful to their customers, but they continued. Court records show they sold it on multiple websites.
We knew that house was the house the guy got arrested for selling those bleach elixirs.
It's a house of ill repute.
that lived there.
Neighbors never imagined this was happening next door.
I just never imagined it. You know, I've imagined a lot of things going on next door.
Yeah,
yeah, baby.
Not this, though.
But not that, no.
The family will now face charges for selling a product the FDA never approved and says could do harm if ingested.
I mean, seriously, it's bleach.
Play this next woman. She's great.
That's even happened. It's a freaky that there's a church in this neighborhood when it's the neighborhood and not where there would be a church.
That's true. I mean, she's right.
Cops and a million cars.
She's right.
That's awesome.
So they got that report says that they were arrested. They got convicted yesterday.
Right.
So good times.
Hey, here's
an
idea.
Dad and his sons.
And bleach is really probably going to solve autism and it'll cure cancer and get rid of that pesky COVID. Thanks, guys. Send some money to the church.
Oh, yeah. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealer. The $1 billion lottery was won from a store in downtown L.A.
Unbelievable. And I'm very happy for you, Kevin.
I haven't won the billion.
Liar.
Yeah, I would tell you.
No. Nope.
I would be dancing on your dead skull right now. I don't know why your skull would be dead.
I believe that, yeah.
We did do-it-yourself healthcare. A guy tried to fix his friend's dislocated elbow, except for it wasn't dislocated.
Nope.
It was hurt in some other way. And what's up with Florida? A man and his sons were convicted of selling chlorine as COVID-19 solution.
And it also cured autism and what was
and
it?
Cancer.
Yeah, very cool.
And they sold $1 million of it, by the way.
And are you serious?
Yep.
And it was bleach.
And it was bleach, yeah.
Bleach, yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to go home and enjoy some bleach.
All right, enjoy that. See you tomorrow. Peace out. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And we at KLOS are shutting down Disney's California Adventure Park again for the second year in a row. It's going to be August 24th from 9 to midnight. Everybody's going to get kicked out. And then you, the KLOS listener, will be able to have run free.
Yeah,
crazy.
Just wander up to the rides and wander right on.
818-955-KLOS. If you're caller 25 and you give us the keyword this hour, you will win. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hi, this is Roxy.
Roxy?
Yes, sir.
Your name is Roxy?
Yes.
Right. I love your venue.
Okay.
I've seen a lot of great shows there inside of you.
You are caller 25.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
All you have to do is give us the keyword this hour.
Matterhorn.
Yeah.
Matterhorn is it.
Woo!
Yes. Well done, Roxy.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, so come on down and join us after the park closes and then put on a good show, you know? Like, just stand there and let a band play inside of you. Neat.
Neat. Who says neat?
Neat.
It is the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. Now is the time to call 818-955-KLOS. If you're caller 25, you can tell us the keyword. You will join us at Disney California Adventure on August 24th. Good luck.
If you know Alfred from San Gabriel, call him right now because he's got 3 extra tickets to Disney's California Adventure. When are we going to be there? What day is it?
August 24th. We're closing down the park from 9 to midnight.
He knew the keyword, which was inside out, so he won. Well done. We're so impressed. Guardians. We haven't said it yet.
We haven't said the keyword yet for this hour.
And you know who they are. Sometime between now and 6, we'll ask you to call back and say that exact word to us. Guardians, if you're caller 25, you get into the little thing we're going to be doing at California Adventure after everyone else has been thrown out. So good luck.
It is the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We did it last year. It's huge fun. We close down the park from 9 to midnight, and we invite only our fans to come, and we're inviting you right now. We have 4 tickets for that. If you're caller 25, 818-955-KLOS, give us the keyword for this hour, and you will win. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jose.
You're caller 25.
Woo!
Well done. Can you tell us what this hour's keyword is?
Guardian.
Yeah,
Guardians is correct.
Heck yeah.
You got 4 tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
That's amazing. Woohoo!
Who are the lucky humans who are going to come with you?
My wife, daughter, and some other lucky human I haven't figured out.
Just pick someone randomly off the street. Hey, you, come here.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's the best
way. Good idea.
Yeah, what do you want?
My b- in your mouth. I got a song request.
Yes, what can we play for you?
I believe it's called The Sounds of My b- in Your Mouth.
We'll get that right on for you.
Hello.
Hi there.
Did you still doing the public embarrassing moment?
Yes. What did you do that was your biggest public embarrassment?
Mine was getting caught putting my b-
in your mouth. Yeah, I was once dared to put my ball in your mouth. Yeah, I would like to work at KLOS. I submit my ball in your mouth.
Hey, you called Mercy today. For shame. She's not used to that sort of talk, sir. Billboard, on this day in music in 1940, put together their very first U.S. singles charts. Tommy Dorsey's I'll Never Smile Again with vocals by Frank Sinatra was the first number one. Sid Nancy, starring Gary Oldman as Sid Vicious, which I personally was obsessed with that movie, was released on this day in rock in 1986.